What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be discussing red light therapy and its many health benefits. It sounds crazy that using a red light can melt pounds off your body and calm down inflammation, but there is sound science to back this up. I have an expert in red light therapy on the podcast who has been using this technique on herself and patients for years. So with that, let me introduce our special guest. Lisa Duffy is a Rochester native with a passion for health and wellness. She is a trained school and mental health counselor, but after years in the school setting is now the owner of Duffy Wellness. She provides various wellness services and is a wife and mother of three. It is her passion to help as many individuals as she can to live their healthiest life on both the inside and out. Welcome to the podcast, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So this is going to be a fun chat all about red light therapy. So tell us your story. Let's start with that. What or who inspired you to get into the health and wellness space?
Well, it's kind of been a lifelong journey. I was a school counselor. I worked in the schools. I also did some work in a couple of mental health centers. And then I had my two little ones, and they're pretty close in age. And so we made the decision that I would stay home with them. But being home with two babies 15 months apart, I started to lose my mind pretty quickly and realized that I needed to take some time for myself and do something for me, for my mental health, for my physical health. And so I started just kind of a fitness journey from home. And then I started to work with other people, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I became a certified personal trainer. But as I was training people, I realized that they wanted to spend more time talking than working out. And so then I became a life coach, which allowed me to be a little more directive, but also still involved the working out. And then I just started to really look into some natural ways to help people with those stopping blocks. You know, they always say you can't out-train a bad diet, but sometimes a great diet and the right training, there's just something within your body that needs to be adjusted, to be restarted, to be liquefied, to be kind of worked with. And red light therapy just kept coming up in all different research when I was looking for some natural ways to help with arthritis and pain, some natural ways to help with anxiety. And then the fat loss thing was right there, right on my plate. And so about a year and a half ago, kind of during COVID, when I made the decision that I definitely wasn't going back into the schools, that I needed to be present at home when my kids were going 2 days on, 2 days off, I decided to invest in this contour light, red light, infrared light machine. And so I've just kind of created this practice where I do all three services for people. Some people come for just one, some come for all, and we go from there.
Well, you just answered my next question. So when I hear wellness, I think of a lot of different things. My mind wanders because that could mean just nutrition to personal training to what you're doing. So it sounds like you got a pretty specific niche, which is pretty cool. So again, highlight the services that you offer at your practice.
So I offer personal training, and the kind of the clientele of people that I end up drawing to me typically are the people that don't like the gym. I'm a certified personal trainer and have been for 8 years now, and I don't like to go to the gym. I don't feel comfortable in that setting. And I know that there's a lot of people, a lot of times specifically women, who just don't want to have to put on the cute workout outfit and go to the gym and worry about people, you know, other people there. They want to be able to roll out of bed and work out in their pajamas. And so the training that I do is a lot of time at home with just dumbbells and body weight. You know, you have a set of stairs in your house, we use those stairs. And so they come to the office. We usually meet once or twice a week. They take their workout, they do it there with me, and then they take it home and can do it right from home. I usually try to make them short burst workouts so that they can fit it in 15 minutes while they're, you know, waiting for somebody to get off the bus or whatever. So the training. I also do life coaching, which The best way that I can put it is mental health counseling where I can be super directive. When I was doing mental health counseling, you were always, you know, driving your client to find the answer themselves. And there are definitely a group of people who just want a little bit more homework. They want a little bit more push. They want a little bit more, we're going to make a decision today and we're going to act on it. And so that coaching helps me to help people in their personal life, but also with career decisions. I do a lot with when you're feeling stuck kind of in your career, in your life, and what do we need to change to move forward? And then most recently, about like a year ago, I added in red light therapy. So
that's cool. You got the mental check, you got the physical check, and you got like the modern check. I feel like you're cool with the red light therapy.
I'm definitely enjoying it.
We're going to talk more about that, but I love what you said about, I treat a lot of active adults, and there's a lot of patients at least once a week, I would say, they hate going to the gym, and we hear it all the time. And it's so cool that you kind of specialize in that. Like that's your niche. You see a lot of people that aren't comfortable for whatever reason going to the gym. And you help to motivate them just in their house, using their stairwell, using a chair, whatever they have. Yeah. That's cool. So let's highlight red light therapy today. Why is it so beneficial?
Oh, it's just the neatest thing. So a lot of the research, when you kind of dig out and look, the research started for the most part with NASA. And how could they help people out in space shuttles? How could they help wound healing? How could they help kind of treat different conditions? And that was where it really stemmed from. My machine in particular has the 635 nanowave red light, but also that invisible 880 infrared light. And the neat thing is one really penetrates the skin just surface level. So it's going to help with skin conditions. It's going to help restart your collagen. A lot of people my age, I'm 42, all the women in my age bracket, we're looking for that collagen. And can we drink it? Can we put it on our skin? And where can we get it? Red light therapy helps to restart it yourself. So you're going to restart your body's way of producing it and producing elastin. And then it kind of stimulates all of the mitochondria within your cells. And so that ATP, that cellular energy, getting things going. And then that the other piece of it then that can get lower into your system, further penetration, that infrared, that's going to really help with inflammation and detoxing and joints and muscles and aches. And so it really helps with every part of your body and everything that you need to feel well.
So I'm probably going to botch this, but I'm going back to like physics class here. So I'm looking at the rainbow, right? Different spectrums of light. And so you just said there's two different types of light with the red light therapy. There's the first one was nanometers, which is more superficial.
They're both nanometers. That's kind of how they're measured.
How they're measured.
Red light, visible red light. Gosh, I wish I had my pad here so that that wouldn't help your listeners, but it would help. I could show you my pads. When you hold them up, you see, it almost looks like every other light bulb is out. But really what that is every other light bulb is either infrared or red. Red is at 635 nanometer. That's going to get a little, not as deep penetration within your skin. The infrared is 880 nanometer. That is non-visible light. You do not see it with your eyes. So those bulbs are there. They're just putting out a different amount or a different type of light on that spectrum.
Like an infrared sauna?
Yes.
Okay. Same kind of thing. That's why you get that deep sweat, that detox, which is probably why you get some weight loss too, which we'll get into. Okay. So what conditions do you treat with it?
It's probably easier to answer what you can't treat with it. The research is just booming. Every time I Google a specific condition, like I'll have somebody new come to me and say, hey, can you help with a specific arthritis? Can you help with cataracts? Can you help with MS? Anytime somebody comes to me with a new condition and I Google and start to do my homework so that I can send them stuff so that they can do their homework, more and more research is out there and is being published in valid research, valid sites. If you have something that you don't like how it feels, it's causing you pain every day, it's causing you discomfort, you're not feeling well, either mentally or physically, put that in your Google bar and obviously know what to look for as far as valid research and that, but you Google red light therapy and blank and you're going to find almost every condition under the sun. Some of the bigger ones, it's actually going through the FDA clearing process right now. So it's FDA cleared for body contouring, which is that fat loss and circumference reduction, but also for muscle aches and joint pains, arthritis, muscle spasms, stiffness. And then it also promotes relaxation and tissue and just blood circulation. So that's going to help, you know, if you're doing a tough workout and you're tearing those muscles, that's going to help them repair. So help muscle growth faster.
The chiropractor over here is smiling. That's exactly what I work on every day. So it's good maintenance. It's good for recovery.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody, everybody and anything pretty much. Are there any contraindications?
No, absolutely not. There's certain people during certain points where the amount of sweat or the detox, different things that we might want to look at, the length of treatment or the how often I put you in the machine. But there is absolutely, at this point, no research published negative side effects.
What about cancer?
So cancer can be iffy because there's not a ton of research done. It depends on the type of cancer, where you are within the process of treatment. And that would be something that I would want to have a conversation with your doctor or have you have a conversation with your doctor. Mm-hmm. There is some research out there about red light therapy and preventing certain cancers though. So it's really going to an individualized situation based on where each client is or each patient is for treatment.
Is this more of like a bed that you lay in, or is this more of like a laser, like for like a focal area?
Yeah, mine is a full body treatment. So I have a bed in the room. It's actually like a massage bed, if you can visualize that. And I have six pads. The pads are about a foot wide and then about 3 feet. So typically a typical client who's coming for fat loss is going to lay on two pads. We're going to cover that tummy and then that top of thigh hip region with two pads. There's two smaller pads that we're going to wrap kind of that bye-bye arm that a lot of us want to get rid of. So one of those on each side, and then there's a full face shield that goes over the top and goes down even into your neck, basically below, probably 3 to 4 inches below your clavicle. So you're really covered from the top of your head all the way down to just above your knee. Now, if you're somebody who's coming for pain in a specific joint or a specific area, we're going to move pads down. We're going to not cover your arms. We're going to wrap your ankles instead or wrap your knees instead. So the pads are movable. They bend. They have a really neat covering so that the light is reflected back. So there's no wasted light. And so you lay and I kind of cover you up with a blanket, and the majority of people fall asleep. I feel like I'm everybody's worst alarm clock when I walk back into the room. But it's a really relaxing experience too.
Wow. That sounds awesome. We all need more sleep, especially parents.
Yes.
So how does this specifically work pertaining to weight loss?
So there's a couple different ways, and especially because it's such a great, this particular machine that I use has the two different wavelengths, that top one is really going to help with fat. So if you were to, I'm not going to explain it the scientific way. I'm going to explain it the way that I think that people understand it. So if you envisage like a pea that you eat, it kind of has that casing and then that stuff on the inside. Mm-hmm. So what happens in the first 10 to 15 minutes is that light breaks down that outer shell. So it kind of breaks the outer shell of a fat cell apart, and the inside kind of liquefies and emulsifies. And that's going to end up in your bloodstream. That's going to be able to detox and leave your body. The other part with that other, that 880 wavelength, is that's really skin tightening. So not only are we breaking fat apart and putting it into your lymphatic system, you get on a vibration plate to really activate your lymphatic system and help your body get rid of it. But then we're also kind of boosting that collagen and tightening the skin around it. So that's how we're going to get that fat loss and then that circumference and skin tightening effect.
So how many treatments? I mean, it depends, right? Everyone's different, but what do you recommend? I mean, do you sign up for a 10 session package? Is this 3 times a week?
It really depends. What your goals are, what you're coming for. If you're coming exclusively for fat loss, I typically recommend the biggest package that I do. And that's roughly 20 sessions, but it's really individualized. Obviously best results if you can come 2 to 3 times per week, because then we're constantly shaking your lymphatic system up more than anything. Mm-hmm. I recommend that people are really conscious of what they're eating in between, that they're drinking a ton of water, similar to a massage. When you're detoxing, you're breaking things apart. You want to be flushing things out. that we're drinking a ton of water in between. But it really, honestly, it depends on your goals and, you know, how much weight, how many inches are you looking to lose? And a lot of times people end up finding that the overall wellness effects, the increase in their sleep, the increase in their mood, the decrease in anxiety, they become kind of hooked. I have a lot of clients who buy a package and we come and we do 2-3 times a week. And then they kind of come for maintenance. They come once a week just to keep up their sleep and all the great things, all the side effects, they call them, that they find.
Now, do you find that most patients, they might get sick after the first session or two because you're loosening up those toxins? Or is that why you just got to really stay hydrated and move your body?
Yeah. I've never had anybody get sick.
Okay,
I've had a couple clients that will come back, you know, their second time and say, I had a little headache after. And when I say, did you drink water? You know, did you hydrate? Yeah. They're always like, oh, that's so hard for me. And so when I remind them just to keep themselves hydrated, a lot of times headaches are eliminated pretty quickly. I send them out into the world with a bottle of water when they leave my office. And I say, I want you to drink this before you even get home. Mm-hmm. So you know, that can kind of trigger that right away start to hydration.
So cool. So obesity, right? I mean, a huge problem, just an epidemic in our country. In your professional opinion, how do we begin tackling the obesity epidemic?
I think it's access, and I think it's education. I think it's teaching kids even how to read labels, how to understand, you know, to avoid the inner aisles of the shop, of the grocery store, kind of doing those outside and making whole healthy foods accessible price-wise. It's super unfortunate that it costs a lot more to go someplace and get a really great healthy green salad than it does to drive through a fast food restaurant. So making, you know, helping people to make educated choices, helping people to understand that you can eat healthy on a budget, that it doesn't, everything doesn't have to be these huge ticket items, but that you can fill your belly with stuff that's affordable, and teaching kids how to cook for themselves and showing them, you know, that it can be fun to do that piece. And so.
Great answer. Yeah. I think it starts with our kids. You're right. The next generation.
Yeah. You know,
build that foundation with them for sure. And the perimeter of the story, you're right. It's cliche, but it's so true. You don't need to go on the inside of the store. Just stay in the perimeter.
Yeah.
So take us through a typical red light therapy session from start to finish. How long is it? What do you wear? Like I'm a new patient. Take me through start to finish.
Okay. So we would either do a phone consultation ahead of time, or we would book a little bit of extra time in the beginning just for you to share with me your goals. A lot of times I talk to people ahead of time on the phone, just so that I have an understanding of why they're coming to see me. Are they coming to see me for pain? Are they coming to see me for fat loss exclusively? Kind of what their situation is. When you come in, we have that conversation if we haven't already had it. And then at that first appointment, we do measurements and before pictures if you're comfortable. So I only do as much or as little as clients would like. I remind them that those pictures are for no one but their own eyes for later on. And also the same thing with measurements, but just how important it is and how reassuring it can be, especially if they're making some other health changes, if they're changing up their diet a little bit, if they're adding physical activity, it's nice to see small changes along the way. So we take measurements, we take pictures. Then you're going to get either in a two-piece swimsuit or sports bra and underwear. You lay down on the pads. I step out, you lay down, I come back in. I cover you up in the pad. I tuck you in the blanket and I leave. I have some white noise just to make it a really calming 25 minutes. You're in the bed for typically 25 minutes for fat loss. If somebody's coming for pain or a skin condition, it can be a little bit less. It's just really going to depend. And then I come back after that 25 minutes, I get you out of the machine, you get dressed, and then you hop up on the full body vibration plate. That's a really interesting experience for people who have never been on that. You just stand on it, you hold tight and stand on it for 10 minutes. And then I send you on your way with a bottle of water. Your first treatment, I usually book about an hour just so we have time to walk through it all. After that, it's a typically in and out in 40 to 45 minutes. So it's something people can do on their lunch. I have a kind of an early morning club. I have a couple clients that I meet at 7 a.m. and they come on their way into work and get their treatment for the day. So
cool. Now the power plate, that helps to flush everything out. Is that why you have them stand on there for 10 minutes?
Yeah. So that really activates your lymphatic system. So how you're going to get rid of everything. And that wakes you up. It also burns calories. So there's a bonus of that too, you know.
Yeah.
I recommend that people go be active after their appointment. Your body's burning. Your body is in full burn mode. We're burning fat cells. We're eliminating them. Let's, you know, ride that high. Let's go out and do that. But if you're, you know, you're going back to your work where you're going to sit at your desk and you can't go out and, you know, take a quick run or a quick walk, the vibration plate is going to at least get that whole process started.
Now, I was reading about another device. I don't know your brand. I don't remember this brand, but I think it was Red Light Therapy, and it was only like a 10-minute full body treatment. Are some treatments really short for like the full body, or no, you need a good 25, 30 minute treatment?
Well, you know, I can't speak for another machine. Okay. I'm not positive. It's probably going to depend on, like we talked about, the nanometers of the machine. Yeah. So the wavelength frequency of the machine,
right.
And what you're treating. There are definitely things that you can treat in less time. Trying to think of something that I've done 10 minutes. My son's eczema, I usually only do 10 to 12 treatments, mostly because he gets super bored in the machine in that 10 to 12 minutes and he sees great results.
Yeah.
But ideally I would probably keep him in 20 minutes if gotcha. He wants to hang. So it really just depends.
Now, do you dive into personal training and nutrition with all these patients, or these are different services?
They're different services. It really depends. I'm always happy to talk nutrition with anybody who wants to talk about it.
For sure.
But the training is really, you know, we need a good set of time so that I can understand your body and your strengths and your weaknesses and your past injuries. So that's really kind of a separate thing. I do package them together. I'm actually going to run a Black Friday special packaging all of it together.
Nice.
For anybody who's interested in that, but they're kind of separate services.
This will be released after Black Friday. So maybe listeners, you'll extend that sale for them if they reach out, hear from this.
I absolutely would. Anybody who's listened to this and calls, I would definitely make great packages for.
That's awesome. Thank you. So what about success stories? Can you share a couple?
I can. You know, I've had people that have lost 10, 12, 15 inches, you know, full body inches from treatments. Mm-hmm. I have had a couple people who have tried everything for different skin issues, rosacea, different eczema stuff, creams and steroids and things that pills that they're taking, steroids as well as steroid creams. And they come and, you know, we do 5, 6, 7 treatments and their skin is completely cleared up and the itch and that uncomfortableness they've dealt with is gone. Sleep improvement is always huge. That is typically when everybody comes back for their second treatment, that's one of the first questions I ask, how did you sleep the other night? Mm-hmm. And they always are like, you know, like I haven't slept in years. So that's a huge one.
Yeah.
I always like to have people kind of report back on mood. You know, even if they're coming in, you know, I think we all like to see ourselves as super healthy, mental health wise, and really even keeled. But even the best of us have days where anxiety sneaks up on us, or frustration, or parenting, or our job, or different stresses. And this is really going to help to regulate everything within your body. So it's going to help you to face those things. And so people report that. Probably my favorite story though, I had a patient come to me with Parkinson's, and his daughter had done some research about red light therapy and Parkinson's. And he had previously been pretty active in, there's a Parkinson's boxing program in the Rochester area. And he-
Rock boxing, Coach Down.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah.
And he had taken a step back. He just didn't feel, he was shakier than he wanted to be on his feet. And he did 12 treatments with me and he went back to boxing. And that was
so cool.
It was so cool. When his daughter sent me a picture of him at boxing, she's like, he's back. Thank you. It was the coolest thing. So, you know, all of those traumatic brain injuries, Parkinson's, anything that really has to do with kind of that bio brain chemistry and those neurotransmitters, as well as just nerve endings, we really can address. And I've actually been doing a ton of research lately about infertility too. And again, I'm not a medical doctor, so anything I say cannot be held as a medical doctor, but I've had a couple clients, the doctors at CNY mentioned red light therapy on their, you know, extra things you can do to prepare your body, acupuncture. There's a bunch of things they mentioned, but I've had a couple clients come to me for red light therapy during that process and have had success. So that's kind
of cool. Thanks for sharing all those. Yeah. I mean, I'm big with anecdotal research, you know, anecdotal, there's something to be said about that. obviously we want the hard science, we want the evidence, and that just takes time for it to come. But what's the downside of getting the red light therapy? There's none, you said.
No, there really is not.
And if it works, that's amazing. It changes your life.
Yes.
And that's why we do what we do, you know, not for that glory, not for that pat on the back, but just to really help people and change their lives. So cool. So let's talk about you and your day. So how do you win the day? What's a perfect day for you?
Well, I like to get up alone, be the only one awake in the house, have that quiet time. I typically start with a workout. I'm actually just finishing up 75 hard. I don't know if you're familiar with
my that. Brother just finished it. Yeah.
So I'm on day like 72.
Wow. That's impressive.
68.
Almost.
So I've got a couple of days left. I finished next Thursday. So, you know, I've had that inside outside workout. So I'd like to, when it's doable, to get outside first thing in the morning, go for my walk, and just really have that quiet time. I like to read first thing in the morning. I like to make sure that I read every day, and I like to read for fun. But I also like to read something that is fueling my brain, helping me either be better at my job. I also teach adjunct at Oswego. So I like to, you know, always be reading new studies, new things there, so that I can offer new things to my students. So just really to read. And I love to get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in that warm prior to anybody else waking up, and then really be able to set my kids up for a good day at school. I think, when you're running around like a crazy person and then they're running around like crazy people and you're sending them to school all revved up, that's not setting them up for a good day. So really kind of getting them out the door in a good place, and then getting to work and helping as many people as I can.
Sounds like a perfect day. Very similar to mine. I love the mornings. I love the quiet stillness of the morning.
Yeah, for sure.
So what about your business in 2022? Anything exciting planned?
Just to continue to help as many people as possible, to continue to read and learn as much as I can about the benefits and how I can help people with different things, and just keep seeing as many clients as I can.
Love it. So how can listeners connect with you online, hear more about your practice, and or schedule an appointment?
So my website is duffywellness.org. That's a great place to start. They can follow me at Contour Light at Duffy Wellness on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. My email, they can just right away shoot me an email, and that's coachlisaduffy@gmail.com. And then my phone number is listed on any of those sites too.
Final question. Ready?
Yes.
If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
Well, that's a tough one for me. I think it depends on the time of year. Yeah. I'd rather be outside than not. We have so many great parks in Rochester. Maybe take them to Mendon Ponds for the day, or, you know, walk on the canal, you know, walk from Pittsford to Fairport on the canal.
There you go.
Something like that. We have a ton of cool festivals in Rochester too. And then, you know, my brain always goes to where can you take kids, because that's kind of where I am in my life. Most of my friends are there too. And just the Science Museum or Strong, or, I mean, we're super fortunate in Rochester to have all those things that we can take our kids to do and enjoy time with them. So anything
like that. Great answer. Yeah. Outside museums are great. What about food?
Oh, well, I mean, it's not very wellness of me, but I might want to expose them to a garbage plate.
It's okay.
It's very Rochester. Otherwise, I love Aladdin's.
Yeah.
That's one of my faves. So,
on the canal in Pittsburgh. So fresh. Yeah. Good.
Yes.
Well, great answer. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you're doing and providing this awesome service for people, not only just for weight loss, but just for their overall health and pain and better sleep and quality of life. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Lisa shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me, info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram, @DR.Driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.